Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. So far, Hamas has not disarmed nor returned all the bodies of dead hostages to Israel. President Trump now saying he'll tell Prime Minister Netanyahu to resume military operations in Gaza if Hamas violates their deal. But says ABC's Ian Pendle in Jerusalem.
Hamas insisting it will honor the peace deal and return the dead hostages, according to U.S. advisors. The militants handing over two more bodies to Israel, but the Israelis accusing Hamas of stalling.
The government shutdown drags on. Russ Vought, the Trump administration's OMB director, saying on the Charlie Kirk Show the number of federal employees he expects to lose their jobs has jumped.
I think we'll probably end up being north of 10,000.
And this has a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. The Supreme Court Wednesday hearing arguments in a case that would further gut the Voting Rights Act and strike down a provision that allows considering racial representation in drawing congressional districts. ABC News. A man charged with starting California's Palisades fire has been federally indicted.
29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht, indicted by a federal grand jury here in L.A., is now facing three counts, including one of destruction of property by means of fire, one count of arson, and one count of timber set afire. Those three federal counts could get him up to 45 years in prison if he's convicted. Federal prosecutors say Rindernecht was living in the area and had been driving for Uber when he allegedly dropped off his passengers early New Year's Day and set a fire, watching as firefighters responded and fought it. A week later, investigators say it flared up in high wind and became the Palisades Fire. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Americans will spend about the same amount on natural gas this winter as they did last winter. That prediction from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. But they say households that heat their homes with electricity will spend 4% more. Those that use propane and heating oil are expected to spend less. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 60s, partly cloudy and the low of 56 tonight, and warm temperatures tomorrow, 77 with a slight chance of rain, a better chance of rain coming up on Friday night. Near 70 on Saturday with a 40% chance of showers later on, and Sunday cooler with a small chance of light showers early and a high of 59. We have a south-southwest wind at 4 miles per hour, and after a midnight reading of 53, it is 51 degrees. That's the latest on weather as we get going today on a Thursday, the 16th of October, and we officially now begin our broadcast day.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. stepped out of nowhere, the world in his hands, and hung it on nothing but his command. Then he spoke into being all these things that we see, but in his own image he made you and me. And God is still on his throne. He will take care of his own. He sends thousands and thousands, 10,000s of angels. We're never alone, for God is still on his throne. His hands aren't wrinkled, there's no loss of strength, minds never left him unable to think. His nerves aren't shattered, his hair isn't gray, but he still works his wonders in mysterious ways. And God is still on his throne. He will take care of his own. Thousands, 10,000s of angels. We're never alone, for God is still on his throne. God is still on his throne. He will take care of his own. He sends thousands and thousands, 10,000s of angels. We're never alone, for God is still on his throne.
The Inspirations on WRCO Radio, and God is still on his throne. Before that, our national anthem performed this morning by Cher. And here we are together again, friends. Phil Nee with you on the Light in the Milk House show as we get all the buttons and lights and everything on here at WRCO ready for another broadcast day. It's going to be a bit warmer today, as we had mentioned. Brand new forecast calling for temps around 64 today. Could be some light showers or sprinkles at times for today, and there were yesterday. We received all total 23 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, and a high of only 54. So I guess the temperature was predicted to be just a little bit warmer than that, but 54 is all it was. It did feel like fall yesterday, cool fall wet day. The dampness was probably the biggest factor in why it felt a little more like fall. It's going to feel a little less like fall, especially as we get toward tomorrow, and that daytime high of 77 on Friday. Well, those chores aren't going to get done by themselves. We got to get at it today. We'll share with you some notes on sports, including the Brewers kind of needing to get going a little bit in L.A. We'll talk about baseball in about 10 minutes.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker road, when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muck-a-mack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matamor, Apollo, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Anchorage, and
daffodil rhyme, a killer I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Frosted as a bear, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Canada, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Crater Lake, the Peaks, like I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Knoxville, Oma, Black, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Delaco, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I'm an everywhere man, I'm an everywhere man. Across the deserts, bare man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
Something's bound to go wrong. But she looks in my eyes and makes me realize when she said, don't worry, baby, everything will turn out all right. Don't worry, baby. Sunlight softly shining in her hair, and then I realize I'm wrong in thinking that she really doesn't care. There's magic in her eyes that makes me come alive when she says, don't worry, baby, everything will turn out alright.
BJ Thomas on the Light in the Mill Cow Show. Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck will be at Cronsage Park in Boscobel today from noon until gone. Okooch Mountain Humane Society, along with Pumpkin Fest, is hosting a coloring contest for area youth. Forms and directions are available at the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center. The contest is open to all youth, 18 and younger. Entries are due back by today. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will host its 22nd annual meeting, along with sponsor and team recognitions, going on tonight. in the lower level of the Ramada Inn in Richland Center at 6. Doors open at 4:45 with a free will donation buffet with grilled chicken and steak, potato and vegetable served from 5 until 5:45, and a cash bar will be available today. Some reminders from today's community calendar here on WRCO, the 16th of October. So now we are officially past the middle of the month. Makes my head spin how fast time is going.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Have you been meaning to get a quote with Julie Karen State Farm? Maybe need a nudge? Now's the perfect time. State Farm's auto rates have had a rate decrease in the state of Wisconsin. That means more savings for families, farmers, and neighbors across our community without losing the trusted protection and personal service you deserve. It's easy to start a quote at juliekarens.com or call or text the office today. See how much you could save with this new auto rate decrease. Local, reliable, and always here for you in our community. Just like a good neighbor.
From high quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile. Serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
5:20, the time update on sports now, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and George Springer woke up Toronto's offense as the Blue Jays hit 5 home runs to rebound from an early deficit, routing the Seattle Mariners 13-4 and closing to 2-1 in the American League Championship Series.
In the other league, Dave Roberts has found a way to navigate the Dodgers' bullpen struggles by leaning heavily on starting pitching. The Dodgers have taken a 2-0 lead against the Brewers in the National League Championship Series. Blake Snell and Yusinobu Yamamoto delivered standout performances, allowing just one run over 17 innings. Tyler Glasnow and Shohei Ohtani are starting the next two games for the Dodgers. The Brewers, facing a 9-game road playoff losing streak, need to win in Los Angeles to try and keep it going in the best of seven series. Yesterday in the NHL, Detroit 4-1 over Florida, Buffalo 8, Ottawa 4, Utah 3-1 over Calgary, Chicago beat St. Louis 8-3, and from the NBA preseason, Charlotte 145, Memphis 116, Boston 110, Toronto 108, the Clippers 109, Sacramento 91, and Dallas beat the Lakers 121-94. And that is an update on sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
51 degrees, we're headed towards 64 a little bit later on today. Our morning wake-up call from the Light in the Milk House show continues with the aerobic polka next, sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, get ready. Get set. I got to make sure that my pennies are still holding out in my penny loafers. It is time now for the aerobic polka. Let's go. There you go, the Francesca Polka on WRCO Radio. The Goose Island Ramblers doing the honors today for our aerobic polka serenade. And hopefully you feel better after that one. I know I do. We're at 51 degrees. We're headed toward a high of 64 with light sprinkles possible today, 56 tonight. The new forecast calling for a high up to 77 for tomorrow. Right now, again, 51 degrees at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Here's Waylon Jennings and the Wurlitzer Prize.
I'm not here to forget you. I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. They ought to give me the Wurlitzer Prize. I let slide down the slot, playing those songs sung blue. Help me remember you. I don't want to get over you. A fresh roll of quarter, same old song, missing you through and through. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. They ought to give me the Wurlitzer Prize for all the silver that I let slide down the slot, playing those songs sung blue. Help me remember you. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you.
Nothing I could leave it all behind.
John Barry on WRCO FM 100.9, the Light in the Milk House Show. Powered by Brewahaha Roasters. Pour another cup today. Right now, we're at 51 degrees in Richland Center at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
An economist says the lack of supply and demand data could have far-reaching implications. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. For profit potential and pest protection, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn packs a punch. Plant PowerCore Enlist Corn and have your best year with Pioneer. An ag economist at the University of Kentucky says a lack of updated information from the October supply and demand report could have far-reaching impacts for U.S. agriculture in 2026. Grant Gardner says the ag industry is currently relying on private estimates for supply levels.
Each of these private estimates, they're going to collect yield data from different sources. They're going to throw weather data into that model to try to estimate production. You've also got to try to decipher whose estimates are the best. That makes it really difficult when you have most people are going to base it around the WASDE.
He tells Brownfield balance sheets nationwide will have to adjust to the risk of mispriced grain and ongoing market volatility. Gardner says the shutdown could also delay the November report, leaving the market to digest additional information, leading to drastic changes in demand. An economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation says specialty crop growers can no longer absorb soaring production costs with limited risk protection. Danny Munch tells Brownfield.
Since 2020, for instance, pesticide costs up 25%, fuels and oils up 32%. Fertilizer up 37% and cash labor, which makes up a substantial portion, up to 40-50% of specialty crop production, that's up 50%.
Munch says labor costs for specialty crop growers are more than 660 times greater than the average U.S. farmer, and prices they're paid have not kept pace with increases. He says risk management tools are also difficult for producers because of the wide diversity and regionality of their crops. A new campaign is focusing on the wide-ranging benefits of eggs. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the organization's joint meeting with the United Egg Producers.
American Egg Board's Director of Scientific Communications, Katie Hayes, says the way consumers think about food and nutrition has evolved, and that's good for egg demand.
They're not just thinking about how to prevent illness and disease. They're really thinking about health as this wellness journey, and that's grounded in four different pillars: physical, social, emotional, and mental.
She tells Brownfield the organization's new Stronger by the Dozen campaign centers around eggs as a complete protein.
What is so unique about eggs is that they're a good or excellent source of 8 essential nutrients, one of them being choline, which most people don't get enough of.
Hayes says eggs aren't just for breakfast anymore, and as a high-quality protein, helps support muscle and heart health. From Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish, and cash hogs are steady to higher. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was very quiet on Wednesday, with asking prices in the south at 240 plus. Asking prices have not been established yet in the north this week. Significant trade volume is likely to occur today and or Friday. At the Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 400 to 450 pounds sold $20 to $30 higher compared to the most recent sale. Heavier weights range from $5 to $15 higher. Feeder heifers were $5 to $20 higher. Feeder supply included 65% steers and 32% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 550 pounds brought $485 and feeder heifers at 562 pounds sold for $420. Boxed beef was mixed at the close. Choice was up $206 at $366.48. Select $139 lower at $349.16. The spread was $17.32. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hog business was mostly steady to higher, with moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Trade for the back half of the week will depend on whether or not there was enough movement to fill schedules into Saturday. Still, average weights are up on the week and the year, putting more pork onto the market, and wholesale business has been inconsistent. Domestic demand continues to hold a lot of the spotlight due to the suspension of the USDA's weekly export sales report. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 37 cents higher, with a base range of 85 to 98. The Iowa Minnesota was up 171 at 93.84. The Western Corn Belt was up 140 at 93.43. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets, with barrels and gilts priced at $70. Illinois slaughter sows were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at 57 to 69. Pork values were down at the close, down 180 at 101.96. Estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were mixed, preparing for widespread direct business. Lean hog futures were up modestly on short covering and technical buying. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Butcher hogs were mostly steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were steady to firm, consolidating. November was unchanged at 10.06.5. January held at 10.24.25. Corn was up modestly on short covering. December was 3.75 higher at 4.16.75. March was up 3 at 4.32.25. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for widespread direct business to get underway. December live was up 27 cents at 246.77, and February was 22 higher, 248.75. November feeder cattle were down 65 at 380.67. And hogs were higher, supported by short covering. December lean was up 45 at 83.60, and the February contract was 25 higher at 85.70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
U.S. pork sausage is a hit with Korean pizza lovers. Up next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Always on the lookout to find new markets for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb, the U.S. Meat Export Federation scores a win in Korea. A pizza chain in Seoul was looking for something new to try, according to Ellie Sung of the USMEF's Korea office.
They wanted to do something different with their pizza introduction. So I suggested U.S. processed pork for their pizza toppings. And then they tried many different types of U.S. processed pork, and they decided that Johnsonville sausage would fit perfectly with their new pizza.
Which was not bad news for Andy Tower of the National Pork Board, who says the new pork sausage offering is the sixth most popular choice in the chain's menu of 20 different pizzas after only a few weeks.
It was going to be a special offering. Now they're going to keep it on the menu through the end of the year.
Tower says this helps plug U.S. soybeans as well as pork.
I think this is a great example of the value of the collaborations between U.S. soy, U.S. pork, the value add from the soybeans through the pork, and then ultimately with USMEF collaborating and work with the folks here in the Korean office and being subject matter experts.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let Cal Seeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
A business group is pushing for a better worker visa system. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A group representing farmers, processors, and other businesses is pushing for reforms to allow reliable and highly skilled workers to stay on the job in the U.S. James O'Neill is the Director of Legislative Affairs and Agriculture for the American Business Immigration Coalition. He says the Secure America's Workforce campaign is trying to show federal officials that farmers, processors, and others need skilled, reliable workers.
We need solutions that both protect and retain the workforce that we have in American agriculture, filling essential roles, and that also revise our visa systems.
O'Neill says enforcement raids are causing disruptions in the farm workforce, and his members are concerned about losing good employees in an ICE raid.
There are farmers that are concerned that if their, you know, facility were to be raided, they might have workforce that is forced out, and that leaves the farmer out in the cold. They don't have the ability to get their crops picked. They wouldn't have the ability to make sure that their cows get milked.
O'Neill says the H-2A program is the only option for most, and it's not working because it's insufficient, too expensive, and cuts out livestock and produce growers that have year-round production. O'Neill says everyone supports efforts to remove dangerous criminals with enforcement raids, but
the reality that we find ourselves in is that actually a very small percentage of the folks that are being detained and then eventually deported have any criminal record at all.
O'Neill spoke with dairy groups and Brownfield during the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. Cash dairy prices were mixed Wednesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 63 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 170 and three quarters. Barrels went up 3 cents to 174. Butter up 3 cents at 167. Non-fat dry milk down 1.5 cents at 111 and a half. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Billy is your typical farmer.
I am.
But he's hiding a secret.
No, I'm not.
He's scared of white mold.
Yeah, so?
But he doesn't have to be with Zarina Fungicide.
Where's that voice coming from?
Zarina Fungicide helps provide early proactive control of white mold and other yield-limiting diseases on soybeans, dry beans, and canola. So Billy's yield potential is protected, and he can focus on other problems.
Can you get me a girlfriend, too?
Sorry, Billy. But remember, always read and follow label directions.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 64, maybe some patchy light sprinkles today, and then tonight 56. It looks like a drizzle or shower possible early. And then tomorrow, 77 degrees. Incredibly warm for October, that's for sure. Right now, 51 in Richland Center. Coming up, we'll have details on the forecast for the upcoming days and the weekends. Tony Schumacher will have the quick update for us as well.
I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong. There ain't nothing right without you. You've got me singing the blues. Now the moon and stars no longer shine.
On the old Light in the Mill Cow Show, WRCO Radio, coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Moving and grooving, and hopefully the Brewers are moving and grooving tonight in Los Angeles, because it's starting to get a little bit concerning for us Brewer fans. That's first pitch time, 8 minutes after 7 tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450.
I got the hungriest for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back and an old two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and now I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. But I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got to hungry is for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, when I first saw you, babe, you nearly made me wreck my old 49 Cadillac. I knew at a glance that it was you for me. Yeah, I had to have your love by heck. I'm gonna follow you, baby, wherever you go. I got nothing to lose but my time. I got to hungry for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Hill, and I was overjoyed. But it didn't take long till the thrill was gone. I joined the ranks of the unemployed. Now I'm right back where that I started from, but that ain't gonna change my mind. I got to hungry for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. I'm waiting in your welfare line. Give me a handout. I'm waiting in your welfare line.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at taliesinpreservation.org.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
This weekend marks the ninth weekend of the high school football season. Teams are fighting for playoff spots and playoff seating. And join us for the Game of the Week on Friday night on WRCO.
featuring the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks at the Richland Center Hornets. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 6:35, kickoff at 7 between the Blackhawks and the Hornets, followed by Football Friday Night and the fabulous postgame show. Friday Night Football this weekend from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios. No wait, just great vibes. Serving up the best mix of country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some unsettled weather pushing across the upper Midwest really for the next 5 or 6 days. We've got a low pressure system currently in South Dakota tracking northeast. That'll push a warm front into our area today, causing some spotty light rain and sprinkles, nothing serious, but at least a few hundredths of an inch possible through this evening. Tomorrow should be a warmer day as we get some peaks of sun and gusty south winds. Temperatures should soar well up into the 70s, a good 15 to 20 degrees above normal. There could be a spotty shower tomorrow, maybe a bit more widespread in the evening as a cool front approaches. That front is going to stall out on us, keep us unsettled for the weekend. In fact, it could be quite wet Saturday night into Sunday morning as a strong low pressure system develops right on top of Wisconsin on that front. As a low pressure system intensifies and starts to move to the east, we'll see strong west to northwest winds blow across the state Sunday, could bring us gusts over 30 miles an hour. Monday should be a quiet day with sunshine before the next system hits by early Tuesday. So today, cloudy skies, some patchy light showers or sprinkles, high near 64, southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, maybe a drizzle or sprinkle early, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid-50s. Breezy and warmer tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine possible, just a slight chance of a shower with a high near 77, south wind between 10 and 20. Friday night, scattered showers likely and mild, low at 57. Saturday, variably cloudy and mild with isolated showers possible during the day. Then more widespread rain at night, the high near 70. Sunday showers ending in the morning, gusty winds and colder, high 57. Monday, a nice day with sunshine, high 63. And some heavy rain Tuesday, windy as well, high 55. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Our current reading is 51 degrees. We hit a high yesterday of 54 and picked up 23/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high 89 was established in 1947. Record low 16 in 1952. Last year's high was 60 and the low 21. A sunset will happen at 6:17 this evening. Sunrise time, 7:18 for this morning. West winds around 3, barometer at 30.08, and no precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 53, it is 51 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news from ABC at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered. It is 51 degrees on this our Thursday morning get together, and the time is 6 o'clock.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
ABC News.